Rosie and Mark Belton marked their golden wedding celebration in lockdown at home in Governor's Bay in Christchurch on Tuesday. They also made a really slick video for family and friends. They managed to find 55 seconds of original wedding footage. Well, I had to hear the story, so I've invited Rosie onto the show now. Hi, Rosie.
Hello, Jesse.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a pretty bizarre thing trying to sort out such an occasion in lockdown, because, of course, we had people all around the country who were supposed to come. And at first I thought, well, we'll just ignore it. We'll just postpone it till next year. And then I started ferreting around, looking at old photos, found that old 55-second piece of real footage from the wedding, and it went from there, started putting things together. And we had a wonderful, wonderful day yesterday, thanks to modern technology and a very special person in Wellington who helped me.
How did you end up running things?
Well, what I did was I found the footage from the wedding on a DVD that had been downloaded from a VHS tape. I played it through the TV and I filmed it on my camera, and then I gathered up photographs and did stills of them. Then I gathered the music together, and then I thought, how on earth am I going to put all this together? And Nick Brinkman in Wellington, who's my cousin's son, he has a music video company. He makes music videos, but of course he wasn't in the office. He was in lockdown too, so he just used his home computer, and in 4 days we put it all together. And the hardest part of it was the end, where Mark and I wanted to dress up and actually be in the film. Oh, my God, we had to try and work out how to film ourselves. And that was really a challenge.
and, of course, at the heart of this is the celebration. Remind people which one the golden wedding anniversary is.
So, yeah, a golden wedding is, can you believe it, 50 years. So we got married in 1970, and here we are 50 years later. And I have to say, the journey has been immense and interesting, as all the people who know me and Mark and I will testify. But here we are, and we still love each other, and we still are each other's best friend, and we've survived lockdown for 6 weeks or 5 weeks, whatever. And actually, that's been a very special time.
Yeah, well, you might have felt like you'd seen it all. And then, of course, you've got this pandemic to deal with. And I know that the 2011 earthquakes had a huge impact on you too.
I know.
And the aftermath.
I know. Absolutely amazing. I mean, I couldn't sleep on Monday night. I was just awake all night, just sort of reliving in my mind the movie of my life, and particularly the last 10 years. Mark and I were talking about it. I mean, what challenges we've all had thrown at us. And my granddaughter, who's 21, asked me right at the beginning of the lockdown, "Granny, have you ever experienced anything like this before?" And of course, no, we haven't. And, oh, I know, it's just amazing. So one of the things I've wanted to do, Jesse, during the lockdown period is still have some joy and still share with people. And thanks to the technology, we can. But I have to say, I am so looking forward to actually seeing the real people again. It's not the same or talking on the screen.
Hey, well done. Thank you for sharing your story with us, and I'm sure the people who were there on Tuesday virtually enjoyed it immensely. Nice to talk to you, Rosie. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jesse. Bye-bye.
That's Rosie Belton, who celebrated her 50th golden wedding anniversary with her husband and the remote attendance of family too on Tuesday night.